Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Deidre. How may I help you?
Good afternoon. How are you? My name is Fine. You know, I'm calling from Coventry Home Depot. I just have to change the number on a customer's order.
Okay. And do you have their order number?
Yes. It's H4279-94995.
You can just go ahead and give me that customer zip code.
The zip code is
02893. Yes. And what's the customer's name?
His name is Frank DeRita. His address is 21 Cottage Street, West Warwick, Rhode Island, 02893.
Frank?
Yes.
And what's the last name?
DeRita.
And you stated that was 02893?
Yes.
I'm not pulling anything up for a Frank.
That's weird. His he had a measure being done and they stated that they can't contact him because his number is different, so he gave me a new number.
Okay, one moment, let's see. So, what is the number?
It's 401-825.
The old, that's the old number?
Yeah, that's the old number.
Okay, can you repeat that for me?
401-825-7216.
And F R A N K, correct?
Yes.
No, ma'am, it's nothing that's pulling up by that number. Is that a Home Depot or Best Buy?
Yeah, it's a Home Depot order, yeah.
So it could be the home delivery. Is not the home delivery team delivering it?
They are delivering it, yes, but this is his measure order that I'm in. The notes state that they couldn't contact him because it's not the right number.
So do you see the order, the number that zero start with 07?
No, I have a PO number.
What's that?
The PO number is 794-35297.
No, we're not able to use that to pull it up either.
That is so weird, because we paid for it. And that even I was even left a note for the service provider is telling us that the number is inaccurate and needs a new number for him to schedule, but by Felicia Francis.
And that was 02893.
Yeah.
For
this
zip.
Yes.
So what's that street number?
It's 21 Cottage. Let me see. Yeah, 21 Cottage Street, West Warwick, Rhode Island.
Is it Cottage Street, Cottage Drive?
Street, ST.
And it's COTTAGE?
Yes.
No, ma'am, I'm still not pulling up anything for that.
That is so weird. That is so strange. I don't understand why, because they literally left us a note saying that the number was different, so we'd have to change it.
And you're not, I'm not quite sure why it's not doing that.
Because he needs his appliance space measured so that he can have the install done. And it's just like, it's paid for, so I'm not sure. The PO number, there's his address. The only thing that's wrong is his phone number, the phone number. It's so weird.
Okay, let me draw the zip code one more time to be sure. No, I'm still not picking nothing up.
Well, I'm not really sure what to say next because they literally contacted us telling us to use a new number, so how you're not finding it, I have no idea.
Thank you for calling Alabama. Thank you for calling Alabama. Unemployment claim fly. My name is Drew. I need to advise you. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
And what was his last name?
R-I-T-A. That's what's in the order, but his name was spelled wrong.
R-I-T-A?
Mm-hmm.
That was his last name, correct? Frank Rita?
Yeah.
And when was his delivery set? When was his measurement set up?
His delivery is supposed to be for April 6th.
And what about the measurements?
There's no measure. The measure wasn't scheduled. He has a measure that he paid for. We tried reaching out to him to schedule the date, but they said the phone number is wrong. So they told us the customer needs to have a new phone number. So that's what I'm trying to do. And it's like, I'm getting nowhere.
Yeah, because it's the same here. We're not even pulling it up.
Well, the best thing I can do is probably cancel and redo it because there's really no other thing to do but that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I do want to thank you for calling XPO. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.